buying a gun for another person who can't legally own a gun could become a felony in Wisconsin. That's if legislation that was passed unanimously in the state Senate gets approved in the assembly. State Senator Alberta Darling sponsored the bill to crack down on so-called straw gun purchases. She's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 8th Senate District, which includes River Falls. Senator Darling, welcome to Central Time.
You bet, Rob. Glad to be on your program.
What led you to want to tackle this straw buyer issue?
Well, I've been working with the police department for, since 2011. And the police department and the chief, the former chief of police, Flynn, said, you know, there are repeat offenders who commit crimes over and over and over again, and we don't have the tools that we need to get these dangerous criminals who shouldn't be carrying weapons in the first place, but they're getting them through straw purchasers or human holsters, and we have to protect the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens, but we have to get at these repeat offenders who are committing crimes with guns.
It's already, as I understand it, illegal to do this. I couldn't legally buy a gun and then give it to someone who isn't allowed to buy guns. So what changes in your new legislation?
There's a loophole in the law that we're closing so that it makes it very clear that the straw purchaser law, that this individual cannot legally purchase firearms. If the person cannot legally purchase firearms, they can't purchase a firearm on their behalf, and it's closing that loophole. So it's something our police said that we have to do, and we're doing it.
So there was wiggle room in the existing
law. Right, yes. While it's already illegal to be a straw purchaser, this bill better defines the crime and makes straw purchasing a felony.
Yeah, and let's talk about that felony part of it. What would that change for someone who is successfully prosecuted under the straw buyer law?
Well, what we would do is be able to get the individual, the repeat of habitual, we're calling them a habitual offender, those who have committed crimes and they have pled down the crime. So anyone who is a habitual criminal would be one who has had committed crimes that have been pled down to misdemeanors. So if they have three misdemeanors or one felony within a five-year period, if they then go on to commit a crime using an illegal gun or committing a crime with a firearm, they can get a mandatory minimum of up to 4 years.
Do you think this will deter people from being a straw buyer in the first place?
Absolutely. I think if the straw purchaser has a felony to look at, that's going to dissuade many of those who currently feel like, oh, I could buy a gun for somebody who cannot legally possess a gun, or I can be that human holster and it'll be okay because nothing will happen to me. Now something will happen to them if they continue to act in this illegal way.
Now, this passed unanimously in the Senate. Are you expecting it to pass the Assembly as well?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, there was a senator who spoke against the bill and wanted to make the misdemeanors violent misdemeanors and actually misinterpreted what we were trying to do, because what we're trying to do is to say that if you commit a crime when you are not able to carry a gun, and if you have a gun or if you commit a crime with that gun, you're going to have consequences that are going to be significant. And this was asked for by our police department, who said, look, we get into issues where these people commit crime after crime after crime with guns, but it's plea bargain down, and they have misdemeanors, and nothing really serious happens to them until they do something really serious or get killed themselves. So this is going to be, I bet, a huge deterrent, and it will give the police, most importantly, the tools they need to attack these habitual offenders who right now are getting off crimes committed with guns, and they plead them down because somebody else is a straw purchaser or somebody else will take that gun when they are at the site of the crime, and they cannot be charged with a crime with a gun. So we're giving the police the tools that they need.
Senator Darling, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
That was State Senator Alberta Darling, a Republican representing Wisconsin's 8th District, which includes River Hills. She joined us today to talk about the bill she sponsored that would make it a felony for someone to buy a gun for someone who cannot have one legally. The bill passed in the state Senate. It's now in the Assembly. Now, the state Assembly ends its legislative session today. Among the items that have already passed are juvenile justice reforms, rent-to-own regulations, and changes to self-insurance. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She's been covering a busy last couple days of this session. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Laurel, I said busy, and that's an understatement, right?
It is an understatement. I think one of the lawmakers last week used the word chaotic to describe this week, kind of looking forward to it. And I think he was incredibly on point with that word choice.
Well, it's hard to know where to start, but let's go to justice reform, juvenile justice reform in particular, the Lincoln Hills School for Boys, the Copper Lake School for Girls, years-long controversy. What has ended up happening there?
So the Assembly took up that bill yesterday, and they unanimously passed the bill, which would close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake by 2021, and also reorganize the state's juvenile justice system pretty substantially. It would move inmates who are currently at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake to regional facilities across the state of Wisconsin, so kind of smaller facilities that proponents say are going to be closer to their families, so they're going to be more effective at rehabilitating youth. Now that, as I said, that passed unanimously from the Assembly yesterday, it still has to go to the state Senate before it goes to the governor's desk.
I understand in the state Senate, it's not a sure thing.
Well, the Senate, that's right. So the Senate is considering a variety of proposals that are moving through the Assembly right now. And we're constantly kind of checking back with the Senate Majority Leader to say, what do you guys think about this? What do you think about that? And the response on a lot of these high-profile bills is we're still talking about it, we're still working through it, and the Senate isn't scheduled to be in to make those votes until March, so they've got a little bit of time to consider it.
I want to give a listen to State Representative Evan Goyke, Democrat from Milwaukee, who's been pushing for juvenile justice changes for a while. He says this bill could help reduce crime among younger people. Here's a listen.
Connecting with those 15 and 16-year-olds and giving them that rock in that moment of crisis, that little bit of structure in a chaotic moment, means that they go home to their family or to their guardians or to their schools a little bit stronger, a little bit more stable, a little less likely to engage in risky criminal behavior.
So is he talking there about what the new system would be like for juvenile offenders as opposed to what they're getting currently at Lincoln Hills?
That's right. So there were a lot of very supportive speeches on the floor yesterday, as you would imagine, with a unanimous vote. And Goyke was hitting on a couple of the really common points there, which were that the new organization of the juvenile justice system after Lincoln Hills would close in 2021 and those new facilities would open, would be that it would discourage recidivism, so young people getting back into the criminal justice system, either again as juveniles or as adults, that it would discourage juvenile crime overall, and just that it's going to send a positive message to the youth that are incarcerated, that the state is expending resources on them, on their rehabilitation, and sort of the idea that that gives them hope and incentive to be productive citizens when they go back into society.
Laurel White is with us, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She's with us to talk about the bills being considered and passed in the state assembly before their session ends. We'll get to some other pieces of legislation coming up in just a few moments.